The Traveler's Journal, January 17th. Learning to balance the foreign and the familiar. 3,000 years ago, the Chinese Taoist philosopher Lao Tzu observed in the Tao Te Ching that to be great is to go forward. To go forward is to travel far. To travel far is to return home. The urge to roam is a basic human instinct. Descended from hunters and gatherers, we're a restless species. Venturing to explore the unknown has been a basic motivation of most cultures. It's no coincidence that virtually every major religion has incorporated myths of wandering and return to explain the evolution of the human spirit. Travel removes us from familiar routines, presents fresh perspectives, opens our inner eyes to unanticipated revelations. A common itch for those bitten by the travel bug is to find the familiar in the foreign. We may seek out the art and architecture in distant places, from castles and churches to cafes and grand estates. Magnificent scenery may capture our attention, but the landscape and architecture most truly changed by our travels are internal. We look for the unknown, the unique, the exceptional, and then strive to make it part of ourselves. That's why each journey remains an adventure, an undertaking full of potential risks and great rewards. For the farther and more often we wander, what we learn is that, for all their differences, people there are not unlike people here. As Lao Tzu also observed so many ages ago, all successful journeys somehow bring us home. You can visit us online at travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.